This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Well, summer's almost here, the traditional season of the internship. If you're a high school or college student and you haven't lined one up yet, yikes, you better get on the stick. But interns of every stripe, beware. In the last few years, a series of lawsuits against employers offering unpaid internships have changed the rules of the apprenticeship game. Rachel Feinzig is a management reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
As I was just saying, a number of these high-profile lawsuits have worked their way through the courts in recent years. What new laws are on the books concerning unpaid internships now?
There's new legislation in a variety of areas, from California to New York, kind of extending employment discrimination laws to interns. But I think the biggest change that we've seen has really been from the employer side and the university side. We're seeing universities put into place more protections for interns, kind of screening out what postings they'll, you know, field to students. And we're seeing employers kind of change their own programs.
Yeah, and how are they changing their programs? I know, for instance, in the media, at least a number of companies like Condé Nast no longer offer any internship programs at all.
Yeah, that's been the biggest change. We talk to employment lawyers who are seeing companies just kind of do away with these programs altogether. They're proceeding very cautiously. Sometimes they are transforming to a paid program. Viacom just did that after facing a lawsuit from some former MTV interns. You know, if they do move to a paid internship program, a lot of times they end up being smaller.
So more competition for fewer places, it sounds like.
Exactly. Yeah. We're hearing that, you know, the internships that are still out there are kind of more bulked up as these new laws and lawsuits scare employers, but there's just maybe not as many of them out there.
And if the companies do offer unpaid internships, how are they changing them to meet the new guidelines?
I mean, I think they're just being very, very cautious and really taking a look more than they did before as to, you know, the Labor Standards Act. It says that unpaid interns, they can't be replacing work that would normally be done by employees. There has to be an educational benefit. This can't just be a benefit for the company. So I think they're really treading lightly here.
So what are unpaid interns not allowed to do anymore? For instance, the time-honored Starbucks run. Is that still in the game?
They just can't do anything that a paid employee could, you know, is part of their job. So, I mean, at Condé Nast, we saw people suing because they said they were paid less than an hour for tasks like proofreading documents or organizing jewelry. If it's something that someone else is being paid to do, then, I mean, legally, you're supposed to pay the intern to do it. It kind of goes back to those guidelines I was talking about before, where there has to be that direct educational benefit. They can't be displacing other employees.
So why would companies offer that? What's in it for them?
Relationships with the community and the university, you know, kind of bringing the next generation into their industry. There isn't supposed to be a benefit for the employer for an unpaid internship.
You mentioned, though, that colleges are changing their policies about how to support students in finding internships. So what are they doing?
Yes, we've seen a bunch of changes on that front recently. Columbia no longer gives this special internship credit on students' transcripts. NYU makes employers check a box certifying that they're complying, you know, with all the labor laws out there. And Hamilton College won't post an unpaid internship from a company that also offers paid internships.
You know, as a parent, I don't really know how to think about this. I've had my kids do internships, and it's a fantastic opportunity, and they learn real skills. But it sounds as if with these new guidelines, they won't have that opportunity.
You know, it's really tough. It's a tough job market out there, especially for young people, and they need a way to stand out. At the same time, there's data out there that shows that having an unpaid internship doesn't necessarily make you more likely to get a job than not having an internship at all. So the data shows that really there's only a connection between a paid internship in terms of getting a job offer. It can be helpful in terms of kind of just seeing what it's like to be in the corporate world, seeing if this is a career or an industry you might want to go into. I think there is still value there.
I remember my internship. It ruled out for me the whole field of electron microscopy.
I probably could have told you that before you had your internship.
Yeah, no surprises there. Rachel Feinzig reports on management for The Wall Street Journal. It was great talking to you. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much.